The guy that's running the fair this year is Sam Nunley. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. Get the right mic on for you.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it makes quite a difference. Good to have you with us today. I know you're busy as a beaver, but in between all of that, talk with us first of all about, you know, you got this gig.
I did. I'm filling huge shoes. Mark Campbell was a great fair manager, did a really good job in Flathead County, brought us up quite a bit. So
yeah.
Hopefully I could fill his shoes as well as he
got
did.
And now you got to hold it up there.
Yep.
You know, that's the maintaining that and then taking it to the next level after that, that's fallen on you too.
That's fallen on me too. And I hope I can carry it on to the next level for generations to come.
Well, you've got the people on board here that can help you do that.
Yep. We've got a lot of people. We're still looking for people. So if you're looking for a job, go to Express Services. We need about 150 people. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
we just hire a few people during the fair.
Just a few, yeah. Well, you know, the Northwest Montana Fair, we're well over 100 of these in the books now.
Well over, yep.
Yeah. So now let's talk about this year's fair. Is anything new?
So there are some new things. There are some different things that we're bringing. We've got a bird show that's coming in this year. Will be very exciting. It's a live bird show that's a free flight, so come on down, check that out.
Wow.
What kind of birds?
Condors, raptors, eagles, all kinds
huge,
of different birds.
Huge birds.
Big birds.
Yeah.
We've got a dog show that was on America's Got Talent, so he'll be out there in one of the North arenas. Our livestock market sale this year is going to be huge.
Boy, yeah.
We have over 330 animals registered so far.
Yeah.
Our market sale is going to go probably a lot longer than it did before. So,
yeah.
But I encourage people to come out Saturday for that.
Well, this year, you got to come out for it. There's no online presentation.
There is no online sale this year. We just we went back to a live, you know. Mm-hmm. Our theme for the fair was Experience Montana's Best, and we came up with that because for the last 2 years, not everyone felt they could fully experience the fair.
Yeah.
This is that year we can come back and do that.
Yeah, and as long as I can remember, as far back as I can remember, I've been going to the Northwest Montana Fair. When I was in high school, we had moved to Spokane, and I came back every summer to work at the fair. I handled the sound system there at the fair. So, you know, it's very personal to me. And I think anybody who grew up here, anybody who is a native here, understands that this Northwest Montana Fair has to happen every year.
Has to happen.
It just has to.
Yep.
And and a big part of who we are, our DNA would go away if it didn't.
That's right.
And not that that's ever been discussed, but we did have to wonder about it during the COVID-19 year.
That's right. That's right. You know, I actually missed most of it. I had bronchitis. I didn't have COVID, but... Boy, you don't go out anywhere when you're coughing in 2020.
No, you sure didn't. We did manage to get the fair on, and I think that's the key.
We produced it, and not only that, we had a new thing that we did in 2020 that we went on the Cowboy Channel. So you could actually watch us on the Cowboy Channel, and we've kept that going. We're going to be on the Cowboy Channel again this year.
All right, so let's get started here with the entertainment part of the fair for Wednesday night, Lee Bryce.
Lee Bryce. Lee Bryce tickets are going fast. In fact, hopefully I'll have some tickets left when I get back to the office. So it's going really good.
Yeah, you know, he was a baby act just getting started when Robin and I were doing country radio back in the days. He was born. Robin was in Portland. I was in Denver, I guess, or even New York. I'm not sure which, but he was a baby act, and he came out and said, "Hey, would you play my records?" And I'm like, "Well, please." And I said, "Oh, come on, man! It's great stuff. Why would we not play your stuff?"
He is a great act.
He's a fun entertainer, too.
Yep. And, you know, we had him in 2020. He came out. We couldn't have a party pit or a beer garden, but we still had a great concert. But he decided to come back because he loved it here. And that's exciting.
And it's getting tougher and tougher to get these big acts in here because we're not exactly at a crossroads.
Yep.
They've got to take a tour off the main drag, I-90, in order to get here.
That's right.
And you know, time is money with these guys when they're on the road.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of it too, right?
Yeah.
Getting these guys in. And we want to try to keep that price down, that price point down low for everybody, right? We're still a community fair.
Yeah, yeah. But it's getting to be a challenge.
It is. It is.
But this top name entertainment that we bring in is it's superb.
Yep.
Okay, so that's Wednesday night, and then the rest of it is all, the rest of it's
three nights of PRCA.
Yep. And this is going to be big this year.
Oh, yeah. So we've got Survey Championship stock coming back, one of the top stock contractors in the United States. He does the top three rodeos in the United States, and we're lucky to have him here. All so. Right. We're expecting a great performance just like we have.
And mutton busting.
We are going to have mutton busting. We drew the names yesterday, so mm-hmm. we're going to be notifying all those winners of coming down for that. We'll have Indian relay races back again this year, so as part of the intermission.
Now, this is one of the biggest on the circuit, and we've got a huge purse that we've set up for this. A massive purse. So there's money involved for the big riders. They're coming in because it's for them, money is points.
That's right.
And those points go to deciding whether or not they get to go to the NFR.
That's right. That's right. So we are all part of that big NFR show in the end, right?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of folks that go to the Northwest Montana Fair also go down during Christmas week to Las Vegas for the NFR.
Yep.
And we're seeing some of the same cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
And cowgirls.
Yep. We've, historically, we've seen a lot of the champions every year they come here. And we hear from them constantly that they love coming here. They love our grandstands. They love our crowd. We are a very appreciative crowd.
And we've got a great facility for it, too.
We do. We've got a great facility. And hopefully doing more things to make it even better.
Okay. So we got the PRCA Rodeo, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What are we going to do Sunday night?
Big Air Bash. So this year they are coming back again last year. They were here last year with motorcycles. This year they're going to bring other devices.
Uh-huh.
They're bringing snow machines, and they're going to do jumps with snow machines and motorcycles. And we're bringing in some
those guys
top,
are crazy.
Oh, yeah. But they are some of the top X Game riders that are out there that will be here this year.
Wow. All right. So that's the entertainment. The rest of it is what we do with the fair, and that's the part that's us.
That's right. That's right. It's those community touch points. It's the senior center that sets up out there. It's our free stage with all of our acts that we have locally that come out and play on the free stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of our commercial vendors. It's all those folks that bring out home culinary and quilts and horticulture and floriculture and their gladiolas and all of the special things that we get to see. Mm-hmm. That's what we get to show off here. Right.
And the grandstand, underneath the grandstand. I don't think anybody else in the world does that.
Not very many. Not very many still do that.
And we've got our iconic grandstand there.
Yep.
Yeah, but inside, boy, you can just make the
down
rounds.
Underneath. Yep. All of our commercial booth vendors down there. So stop by all of the different organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all set up and they show what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what historically fairs did.
All right. Let's talk a bit about etiquette at the Northwest Montana Fair.
So this year I am working on a little bit of a challenge that you might see. We've had people driving on the fairgrounds. We're going to try to limit that this year. So if you're coming to the fairgrounds, please park up off of Wyoming Street when you're coming to the fairgrounds. We have folks that'll try to drive right onto the fairgrounds, park on the fairgrounds. We've got great facilities up there in the parking lot, and we've got some golf carts this year that are going to help transport people. So if they have a challenge, they can still get onto the fairgrounds and around.
So now this is the one right off, to the north end of the fairgrounds?
Directly on the north side of the fairgrounds.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of parking up there.
There is.
Yeah, that's where I always park.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And the golf carts, that's a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our little train we had, they're not coming back this year. They routed to a different fair. But I thought, how could I replace that?
And, yeah. John,
let's
we could
get
have
golf carts.
We could have golf cart races on the way in.
I don't think they're going to let us drive, Ron.
No. So now the dates for the fair this year?
17th through the 21st.
Okay.
So next week.
Oh, it's a week away now.
Oh, it's coming quick.
Yeah. And what about the carnival this year?
Carnival will be coming back. We'll have 19 rides set up. In fact, if you drive by the fairgrounds today, they are out there laying out already, and they have some rides that they've brought up early. So we're not going to open early, but you'll start seeing the rides. You'll start seeing that excitement.
And John, every year asks about Lefse.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some Lefse there.
All right. And you got me. Again, we talk about etiquette here. I want to talk a little bit about just how we ought to act. We're at the fair.
You know, when we come on the fairgrounds, it's our chance in our community to come together. We may have different sides, different thoughts about each other, but the fair is where you come together, we put our differences aside, and we enjoy each other's company. And that's what we hope and expect at the fairgrounds, mm-hmm. that we see from everybody, mm-hmm. that we put aside our differences and we come and enjoy our community together.
And it is exactly that. That's what it's always been.
It is.
My gosh, when you go through and you see the hard work that people have put into their displays and to the things that they've entered, yep. all the way from the floral side to the you know,
4-H.
Oh yeah, 4-H, everything.
That's right.
This is the culmination, the proud culmination of a lot of hard work, a year's worth of hard work.
You know, those steers, they start a year in advance. Kids for next year's fairs that are doing steers are already starting some of their programs. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of hard work. So when you come to the fair, be sure to recognize that and thank everybody that you see that puts on the fair their shows.
Yeah, don't forget to go through the barns.
That's right.
Yeah, and see these animals.
That's right.
Yeah, and you'll see the hard work that these young people are putting into them too. And of course, they're proud to display their ribbons.
Oh, yeah.
You can that way you got an idea what a blue ribbon animal looks like.
That's right.
Now I can't tell the difference, but well, thank goodness they have ribbons.
That's right. And we've got good judge coming this year, so yeah. I think they'll do a great job.
And you know, walk through the barns and you go, now that's a hog. Boy, those things get big.
Yeah.
We interviewed one of the people that raised the hog 1 year, and he says, you know, I said, well, how's it going? Are you going to do this again? No. Okay. Well, it's a career,
enough, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. This stock show is it's kind of an emotional time for the kids. First of all, they're proud of what they've accomplished. Yeah. And of course they're getting the monetary reward for the hard work they put into it. But they're also going to say goodbye to these animals.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's, you know, we do believe that education of the market is that from that time of raising that animal, mm-hmm. feeding it, putting your effort into it, and then what is that you get out at the end? It's your meat, right? Mm-hmm. It's your product.
It's food.
And it's food. And that's critical for us to recognize, is that agricultural component. We may not be as agricultural as we were in this community, but it's still critical for all of us.
And that brings about another, we've had this discussion with Mark Lala many times here on our Friday Ag Show. And the reality is that the world depends on the food that we produce here in Northwest Montana.
That's right. There are so many components that people don't realize that go into it, right?
Yeah.
Rubber and tires. There are components that are in rubber and tires that are agriculture based. So we have to keep that agricultural in our life.
And now with the situation in Ukraine and the grain shipments being held up, the rest of the world's hungry.
That's right.
And we have that grain.
We do.
And we ship it out to the world.
Yep. We are a great provider of that.
And when it comes to meat, we do that better than anybody else.
Oh, man. Yeah. And come down and check out some of that meat that we're going to have this year, right?
Well, there's a whole lot to see and do. Let's talk about tickets into the fair this year.
Sure. So tickets. So let me open up my price list here. So you can get on the fairgrounds for free if you're a child 5 years and under. Children 6 to 12 will be $5. Adults 13 to 64 will be $8. And 65 and over will be $5.
Okay.
Now, as far as the rodeo, is it sold out?
Rodeo is not sold out. Last year, we did sell out on Friday and Saturday. Ticket sales are looking like we could do that again this year.
And is it reserve seating again?
Reserve seating and general admission for rodeo.
Oh, okay.
We don't offer party pit for rodeo. Yeah. That's a different sport.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, that could get a little messy. And, of course, the Lee Bryce tickets, we still have a few of those?
Still have very few of those left.
Okay.
It would not surprise me by the time I get back to the office, they're gone. But
yeah. Okay, that's the Wednesday night, and then we got the rodeo, and then for Sunday night, the crazy guys.
Yep.
Motorcycles and everything else they ride. And those tickets are available online through nwmtfair.com.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And you'll want to grab those just as soon as you can. You can take care of all that. I guess, suppose if you really are confused by the high technology of the fair, you can slip into the fair office.
Come on to the fair office. We have a computer right there. We can help you at the front counter.
All right. You can take care of all that.
That's right.
Sam, not only congratulations on putting together the first fair of your management career. This is
Thank
not
you.
The first time you've ever been involved in this, not by a long shot. But anyway, this is the first time you've been at the helm.
That's right.
All right.
Look forward to it.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Right. See you.
All right.